In the 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan. We're live in Studio 2-Way with Umbrella Bird. How y'all doing?
Great.
Good.
You know, I just had an idea tonight. I've never done this before, but I unhooked my microphone so I can move it around a little bit. First, I'd like to know who is here. We're just going to go around and at least, you know, you can say your name.
My name is Paul.
I'm Andrea.
I'm Lydian.
I'm
you know, we've never done this before, but actually it works pretty well because a lot of times people don't have microphones, and I want...
I'm Nate.
I talk off.
I'm Craig.
And I'm Jim.
Okay, so we got the drums, we got the bass, we have acoustic and 12-string and electric guitar. We have acoustic guitar. Of course, Lydian on vocals. Vocals and piano. Wow. We've got a bunch of stuff here. This is fantastic. It sounds good.
Got a lot of people in a little room.
Yeah, we do have a lot of people in a little room. Tell me how this band got together.
It started, I guess it's been, over a year now.
Yeah, like a year and a half, maybe.
Initially, Craig, the bass player, and I had been playing in another band. I had played guitar in that band, and I started writing some songs, and I asked him to play bass on those songs, and I met Nate through a mutual friend, and I gave him some copies of some of the songs, and asked him to play, and Andre and I she had sang on a couple of my songs before. So the four of us initially started working on these songs, and then Nate recruited Jim and Paul, and we kind of started doing these like full band renditions of what were initially just really acoustic songs.
So now Umbrella Bird is everyone that we see here or hear here tonight.
Yeah.
And you haven't augmented, you haven't added anything tonight just for locals only. Sometimes bands do that. They'll bring in some extra special guests.
Well, we actually normally play as a rock band, and full piece electric guitars, wailing lead guitar and stuff. And we actually are doing, because last time we played here in the small room and uh-huh. there was a lot of noise going on. So we decided to do this kind of more mellow acoustic set this time around.
I like what you're doing, but we're always up for noise too, just so you know. We've had lots of noise in this room.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a release out, or are you working on one right now?
So we've been working on a recording at Wavelab with Craig Schumacher. We went in and we did four songs, and I think what we're aiming to do is release an EP, so we're probably going to go back and do two or three more, and then get that all mastered and mixed. So I think, what are we looking at, like spring maybe?
Yeah, sometime in the spring. You can find the two that are kind of done now in our MySpace, though.
Yeah, we have a MySpace, which is...
Okay, so yeah, what's your MySpace name?
It's myspace.com/UmbrellaBirdBand.
So people can hear your music there, and of course, they can hear it tonight, right now.
Oh, that's true.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is that what we'll do is we'll put this up on our website, www.kxci.org. If you click on Locals Only, the podcast will be available.
Oh,
so
cool.
People can listen to that from their computer.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, let's listen to some more music.
Alrighty.
There's someone waiting for an answer. And there's someone waiting for your call. And like the ballerina dancer who sold her graces at the ball, it's time to get up and reap the bliss. Yeah. on display, the main attraction. You held the views within your throat. With your optimization, Mitch, you have followed you wherever you go. And you were the Red Queen. Just the way things go. Too late.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I'm here with Umbrella Bird. I'm Dr. Dan, coming to you live from Studio 2A. I really love this stuff. It's great.
Thanks.
It's great. You know, it takes patience. It takes patience to play this music, and it takes skill to play something slow, because every single note and every single drum beat we can hear. So I really appreciate that. I was just looking at your face like, ah.
Yeah.
I said that after that last song, not before. I didn't want to make you nervous. Well, yeah. You know how it goes. When it's a loud, fast, rocking song, everyone just kind of gets in the groove and you kind of forget about it a little bit.
Can let your voice crack a little.
Yeah, but on the slower tunes like that, you know, you really do need to concentrate, I guess. Yeah. Of course, you can lose yourself in the song, too.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Well, that was a new arrangement that we worked out. That song was initially, it's called The Way Things Go, and it was initially just like a really mellow acoustic song with kind of like a
shuffle
beat to it. And when we started playing with the band, we're like, well, let's do a full band version of it. And we ended up totally destroying it. Basically,
different direction.
Yeah, it took it into this like total country, like, and we just none of us wanted to play it forever. And then a couple weeks ago, Nate came up with this idea for a new arrangement, and we worked out this really slow, just kind of soft and arrangement, which goes with the theme of the song, you know, about, you know, it's a song about loss and just about accepting loss, and the arrangement kind of worked really well with that, and so I think we all just liked it, and just it felt good to play, so we kept doing it.
Tell me about your influences, your songwriting influences.
Well, we definitely have a pretty eclectic mix between the six of us. Personally, as far as songwriting, the big ones for me have been like John Lennon and the Beatles, and then Elliott Smith. John Lennon and Elliott Smith are probably my two biggest influences personally. I don't know about everyone else.
Run DMC.
Yeah, Andre was really into Run. But yeah, as a band, it's been, you know, that we have a lot of arguments about what is actually good music. So
keeps not, it sharp though. Yeah,
yeah, but it's pretty interesting, you know, being in a six piece and having people with different tastes and trying to find a common ground where we all meet up. There are bands that we all like Pink Floyd and the Beatles and stuff. But yeah.
Do you have any upcoming gigs?
So I guess we just got a gig at, we're playing at Dry River, which is the all ages venue on Main and University on Friday. That's at 7 o'clock, and it's requested $5 donation, but no one is turned away there. I can't remember.
An all ages venue. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, it's all ages, and it's a pretty cool place for people who haven't been there.
And for people who have.
And it's even cooler if you've been. But so we're doing that Friday, and that's at 7 o'clock. And like I said, $5. But if someone shows up and they don't have any money, they don't turn anyone away.
And you've had some pretty big gigs in the last month or so. You've played over at, I believe, Congress in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, we played with Starlight Mints. They came through, and we got to open for them, which was a cool show. And then we got to play with Seashell Radio, with their Tucson band, but they're awesome. It was really fun to play with them. And the Grown Up Noise was a band from Boston that played, that was in town that night as well. And that was a really cool show. Both of those were at Congress. Mm-hmm. Who are we playing with? We're playing at Plush in October with a band.
With Lagoon.
Yeah. Oh, with Lagoon?
Yeah. Lagoon.
Yeah. Of course, Lagoon, many of you will know this, but Lagoon is a band that was here for years. Indie rock band, great group of people. And they moved away.
They left.
But they came back. They're coming back in October.
They eloped,
yeah. But they moved to Boston, the Boston area. But they're coming back in October, and that'll be a great show at Plush. So you're going to...
What's the date on that show? The 24th, I believe. I think it's the Saturday before Halloween. Halloween's on a Saturday, and it's 1 week before Halloween. And then I think Club Crawl is the third, but we don't know what stage we're playing for Club Crawl.
Okay. So Club Crawl will be, what month is that in?
October 3rd.
October 3rd. Yeah. Oh, so you'll be playing that. So you've got a lot of stuff coming up. Yeah. This Friday over at Dry River, and then Club Crawl, and then the October 24th show at Plush.
Yeah. So that's the...
Great. That. Umbrella Bird. I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only, coming to you live from Studio 2A. How are we doing as far as time goes? Are we ready? Should we get singing again here?
Yeah, we've got four songs, but we can also throw one in if we need to
Great.
A little bit more time. But
sounds good. Yeah, let's hear another couple songs, and we can just chat a little more. So
okay, we're gonna play some just really acoustic ones. So.
Day is going, and in this glowing, I felt the throwing glance of your demand. Thank you. I can't seem to win with you. With you. To smile, but got choked up. I was still shaken by my dream. At 10 a.m. I went out just to walk to get out. Heard the storm and ran my way back home. And fell back asleep on the carpet, and my dog chewed up the blanket, and I drifted away, I drifted away. One p.m. was phoned up, and someone said to speak up. I was not too eager to be heard. And 2 p.m. I called in, fake like I was really sick. Went back to sleep, back to my dream. And 12 a.m. I woke up. The room was dimly lit up by the moon outside. 5 a.m. back to sleep, and once again that same old dream. 6 a.m. I broke my fever and realized that I was really leaving. Though really I was already gone.
Thank you so much. I love that. We're coming to you live from Studio 2A. This is Locals Only. I am Dr. Dan. I'm here with Umbrella Bird. That's the kind of song, even though I very much enjoyed listening to it live just now, I would love to go back and hear it recorded and just really listen to the words and contemplate the guitar. And that's a song I would just want to listen to many times.
Cool. Yeah, we're hopefully... You know, as far as the recording in Wave Lab goes, it's awesome to be able to be there and record in a place where so many good bands have recorded and use all the equipment and get Craig's input and everything. But as far as like the more acoustic stripped down stuff, I think we're gonna try and do some recordings of these acoustic songs ourselves. The ones with just, you know, we don't have to worry too much about too much drums or, you know, loud guitars. So hopefully we'll get some of that stuff on our MySpace. Which is myspace.com/umbrellabirdband.
you do a good job of setting a mood and holding it and maintaining it, which is tough to do with a quiet song.
Well, thanks. It's because
he's blushing.
I'm pretty moody anyway. So that's what it comes from. It comes from my temperament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming down to Studio 2A to KXCI. Now, do you have one more song?
We have two more.
Two more. Yeah. Great. Perfect. Well, we have plenty of time. Cool. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to head over to the broadcast booth and just make sure everything is going well over there. But go ahead and play your two songs. We'll be recording it. And, of course, it's going out live
from
Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan, and this is Locals Only. I'm here with Umbrella Bird. You're playing this Friday over at Dry River.
Dry River at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
for having us. Mm-hmm.
Change that makes things difficult. I find it strange that it's often invisible. Pretense is past friend. Jumbo. And there's some solace in quiet indifference, but stay too long and you'll end up in animate. Oh my God, the past is gone. Thank you. so strange and it makes things difficult to get away from what's making you miserable. Oh, well, you can do what you want to. Oh dear, it's up to you.
This is our last song. It's called Storm on the Sea. We're called Umbrella Bird.
We'll miss you.
I just started, right?
And